we were watching a little bit in the weight room there. But
just give us a sense of the feeling around the team right now on this three-game streak, maybe how it compares to other little surges you've had.
I think it's pretty even keel. I mean, yeah, we've played some good hockey and we're able to get three wins, but it's we got a long ways to go. We need to continue to get points. We need to put some space between that 500 line. So, but no, we're going the right direction right now with the way we play. We just need to continue it, and it's going to be a challenge on this road trip playing these teams.
Yeah, other times you've had these surges and then always seem to fall.
Yeah,
back, right?
Exactly.
Why you're kind of trying to be careful here.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, we haven't done anything yet, so we the teams are playing on this road trip. It's going to be a big challenge for us. We need to play the same way, but even better, I think. You know, we played a good game yesterday, but there's some things that we could do a lot better for sure.
Are you starting to watch the other side of the West a little bit? Phoenix has your wild card spot right now. Do you pay attention to that in the second
half? I don't. I don't know. I can't speak for other guys. I don't. I just try to concentrate on us for the most part. You know, you're aware of, kind of where other teams stand. I mean, we got the standings in the room there, and you walk in every day and see it, but I don't try not to pay attention to it too much.
You guys have given up one goal in the last two games combined. Is that a sign of a new commitment to team defense?
It's good to see. I mean, I think we know that we're a good team when we play from our D zone out, and we've been able to do that the last few games. We need to play that way every night, though, especially, you know, going to play teams like Boston and Pittsburgh and Ottawa. I mean, you need to take care of your own end first, and that's something we've tried to get better at and have been able to do in the last few games, so it's been good to see.
Quick question about your goalies, too. How does it compare playing in front of Al as opposed to playing in front of Andre?
I mean, each goalie's different. You know, some goalies talk more than others. You know, some goalies play the puck a little bit more. But comfortable with both of them. You played with them long enough where you kind of know what to expect, know what play they're going to make with the puck behind the net. What play they're not going to make, stuff like that. And so I think, comfortable with both goaltenders.
Al does both more, handle and talk?
I would say Al does handle the puck a bit more. They both talk, though, and with both of them, like I said, you kind of know what to expect. So sometimes that communication, doesn't need to be there because you just kind of know from experience.
In football, the players often say, you need to know who the starting quarterback is. You kind of just need to. That needs to be clear. It shouldn't be a gray area. How about hockey?
No, I don't think so. I think in hockey, goaltending is the toughest job, I would say. And you get hot and cold. And you kind of got to go with the guy that's hot at the moment. So I wouldn't say – and as a defenseman we're familiar with both of these guys. We're comfortable with both of them. We have confidence in both of them. So no matter which one of them is in there, we're going to be, try our best to play well in front of them.